We were still trying to convince Pinocchio, who we nicknamed Woody, to join our regular poker game, but he kept refusing, saying he couldn't bluff. Rumpelstiltskin, or Stilt as we called him, took a swig from his stein and turned to me. "How's Gretel?" He'd had a thing for my sister for some time. The feeling wasn't mutual. It wasn't that she was heightist, but Stilt was a spinner and magician, and she liked musicians better. I made a face. "Not good. That Pied Piper fellow she ran off with is a doofus. Now she's in charge of something like 70 kids. What a pain."
"What did he want with all those kids, anyway?"
"He's starting a music group, the Chanting Children's Choir. Claims he's gonna take them everywhere on tour, rent some halls, play for the crowned heads, that sort of thing. Says they'll make him a fortune, but right now they're eating him out of house and home."
"He should talk to the old woman. Don't know how she keeps all those kids in that shoe, but she manages somehow."
"You sure you don't want to help her out, Stilt? You always wanted a kid."
"I'll pass."
"Would you look at that?"
Wolfie nodded toward the door and gave a low whistle. A young woman had come in, dressed in a frilly skirt, ribbons in her hair, white stockings. She was a sweet-looking number, but carried a crooked stick. She'd better have a handy weapon in a place like this, as we didn't get many of her type here.
"Catching any wood, Pinocchio?"
"Very funny."
"Wonder what she wants. She's looking around." "Not here for dwarves. She's coming this way."
"I know her," said the hare,
peering through the dark interior, where she shone like a white beacon. She strode over to our table, and he greeted her.
"Hey, Beau, what's up?"
"I lost my sheep," she said, "and I don't know where to find them."
Our gaze naturally shifted toward the likely suspect.
"Don't look at me," said Wolfie. "I've been right here with you guys."
We had to admit the truth of it. I spoke up.
"Where did you see them last?"
"In the meadow with Little Boy Blue. Next thing I know, he was nowhere to be found, and neither were they."
"They probably didn't go far," said Wolfie. "They're not that bright."
"Don't be sheepish," said Stilt.
"Can't help it. It's the way I was brought up. My dad used to call them meals on wheels."
Hare looked thoughtful, an unusual state of affairs for him.
"Beau, did you let your boss know?"
"He'd kill me. This is kind of my last chance."
"It's happened before? Did you ever consider another line of work?"
"It's all I know,"
she said, as a single tear rolled down one cheek. We all looked at each other. I shrugged.
"I suppose we could help look for them."
"Oh, would you? That would be swell."
The young lady clapped her hands and bobbed up and down, her ringlets bouncing.